Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey, Sam, what are you reading?
Oh, I'm reading Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is going to be very difficult. I hope I can read Shakespeare like you do.
Oh, well, Peter, I don't know. Your English level, well, you're not quite there. But don't worry. Rome wasn't built in one day, so a little more work at your English, and I think pretty soon you can read Shakespeare.
I hope so. 那么刚才的对话我们复习了一下昨天讲到的一点 Rome wasn't built in one day. 冰冻三尺非一日之寒。那么在刚才的对话场景里面我看到 Sam 读一本大部头的书。然后我们 Sam 说究竟是什么书呢 ?Sam 说是莎士比亚的一本经典作品。我听完之后非常的羡慕说我希望有一天能跟你一样看莎士比亚的原著。但 Sam 跟我说到 Peter 你现在的一个词汇量不行。但是呢如果你能坚持下来的话呢终有一天你可以看莎士比亚的原著的。对于我来讲我需要耐心需要呢投入的一定的精力和一定的努力。这样的话呢最终有一天我可以读莎士比亚的原著。
Well, I think that's very true with English when it comes to this idiom.、
Mm-hmm.
When you first start off, you feel like you're a baby. You can say just a few words. But as you work at the language, well, you can see your language level start to go up and up and up. So Rome wasn't built in one day when it comes to language as well.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right. Well, today's idiom is rose-colored glasses. Rose, R-O-S-E, like the flower, rose-colored glasses.
那么今天的idiom里面有一个词是眼镜 glasses 是什么眼镜呢是玫瑰花颜色的眼镜 It's gonna be very pretty glasses What do you think?
I would think so And so everything you see is just kind of a beautiful red、mm-hmm. Everything is very bright and shiny Yes, has a nice red glow to it Sounds wonderful
那么刚才我们讨论如果说我们戴上这个玫瑰花颜色的一个眼镜的话呢如果看到外面的世界一切都是美好的那么在生活当中如何使用 rose colored glasses 下面我跟 Sam 做一个 conversation 大家仔细听 Hey Sam Well the meeting was finally over What do you think of the manager's prediction of next year's sales?
Well honestly it's like the manager sees the future with rose colored glasses on
I think so
Yeah, everything was just going to be perfect, nothing but growth and success.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's forgetting, you know, all the other businesses around us have been doing pretty bad because of the economy. So I doubt, you know, our future can be that bright and wonderful.
But so I think the adjustment is necessary for next year's prediction.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not as positive mm-hmm. as the manager. I think, you know, next year is going to be pretty tough.
Well, it sounds as a mission possible.
Well, we'll just give it our best, and hopefully, you know, we will still have some growth.
Okay. 在刚才的对话当中，我和 Sam 是同事，刚刚参加完这个经理的会议。在会议当中，经理呢对我明年的销售额呢有一个非常好的预期，但是呢，我私下认为呢，他的这个 prediction， 他的一个预测呢是过于乐观了。那么 Sam 也同感，他认为呢，现在大家的生意呢都不好做。如果说你把这个明年的销售额定得那么高，我们会认为那个任务呢是无法完成的。那么对于经理来讲，他看待这个市场的这个角度或他的眼光呢 ，rose colored glasses 是带着一个非常美好的一个愿景或者一个角度来看事情。但事实上呢，远没有他想象的那么好。
So if we see something with rose colored glasses on, that's kind of the way we put it into the sentence.See something or view something with rose-colored glasses.
它往往呢跟那个动词呢 see or view something through rose-colored glasses.
Yes, or with, yes.
Could you give us another example using see something or view something with rose-colored glasses?
Yeah, actually, I often think when I hear this idiom of a very normal situationwhich is when a girl meets a guy, guy meets a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you first meet each other and you start to fall in love, well, you really see the other person
mm-hmm.
through or with rose-colored glasses. Everything seems just so perfect about them. There's no flaws. They cannot make a mistake. But after a while, maybe a month, a year, after a period of time,
Well, the rose-colored glasses come off,
mm-hmm.
and we start to see the real person.
The reality revealed.
Yes, reality hits us like a hammer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 那么另外一个场景呢，可以用在这个男女的这个交往当中。如果说双方在热恋过程当中，双方看对方呢 ，see each other through rose-colored glasses， 都看到对方美好的东西。但是呢，一旦说进入到婚姻之后呢，可能说很多一些比较现实的问题出现了，那些好的东西，大家可能会忘。会看到对方的缺点，而不像原来那样看对方的优点。所以呢，我们说今天讲到的 eating see something or view something with rose-colored glasses 是表示说乐观的看某件事情，或者说呢，只愿意看对方的优点，而看不到对方的缺点。
It's pretty normal, but hopefully we can see more positive than negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for today's eating. And now let's go to another topic. Well, the online shopping is gone.
Oh, okay.
Today's topic is similar to the topic we've done before a long, long time ago,、
hmm.
but it's different.、
Okay.
Still, the annoying behavior on board.
On board.
Well, airplanes.
Airplane.、
Right?
Mm-hmm. Annoying behavior. Okay. Well, I can think of a few things that come to mind that kind of annoy me.
For instance?
Well, crying babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One.
That's always, like, getting on my nerves. And then when people, like, put their seat down too fast, because sometimes I'm, like, bent over grabbing、
mm-hmm.
something on my bag, and the people put their seat down and boom, hits me right in the head. That hurts.
A reclining chair, a reclining seat.
Hey, yes, they do it too fast.
那、mm-hmm. 今天讨论的话题呢，是在坐飞机的时候呢，乘客的一些不文明的行为。同时在今天的话题讨论当中，我们对这些行为呢进行了一个 ranking 排名。在很早以前我们谈论一个相似的话题，它只是说一个泛泛的讲了一些哪些是一些 annoying behavior。但是今天我们会有一个 ranking will be presented. So which one is number one, which one is number two? 看看哪种行为是最令大家讨厌的行为，哪个是第二，哪个是第三。那么接下来我和 Sam 给大家揭示其中的答案。So before we go to the answer, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First, for today's Hit the Books, we have Seat Kicker. Seat Kicker. S-E-A-T-Kicker. K-I-C-K-E-R.
Seat Kicker 是指我们在坐火车、坐飞机的时候呢，后面的乘客经常呢不停地踢你的座位，踢你的座位的后面，你会觉得非常的不舒服，特别我们在昏昏入睡的时候，突然别人踢你一下，你会一下就醒来。有的时候呢，你能忍住还可以，但有的时候有些乘客会大发雷霆，那么双方的矛盾会进一步升级。那么这种人叫做 seat kicker, very annoying behavior.
Okay, next we have the word dubious. Dubious. D-U-B-I-O-U-S. Dubious.
Dubious 翻译成中文是可疑的，它可以指一个人看起来 dubious guy.
Yeah, dubious character.
可以指一个人，比如说呢，他可能是一个罪犯，那么这个人的行为看起来非常的可疑，用这个单词 dubious.
Yes. Next we have the word intermittent. Intermittent. I-N-T-E-R-M-I-T-T-E-N-T. Intermittent.
Intermittent 翻译成中文是间歇的，表示一个事情呢一会发生一会停，然后呢又发生，那么这个过程英文叫做 intermittent.
Next we have the word irk. Irk. I-R-K. Irk.
Well, it looks like ink. Hey, 大家注意了，它是 I-R-K 而不是 I-N-K, 不是说我们这些墨水，而是说另外一个单词，它的意思跟我们说的 ink 没有任何的关系，表示说使某人讨厌的意思。
Next we have the word etiquette. Etiquette. E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E. Etiquette.
接下来的单词 etiquette 翻译成中文是礼节。
Next we have the word inattentive. Inattentive. I-N-A-T-T-E-N-T-I-V-E. Inattentive.
Inattentive 翻译成中文是疏忽的。那么这个单词呢，如果把 IN 去掉， attentive 表示一个人能够集中精力的去做事情，但是前面加了一个 IN 否定词，表示这个人往往做事情的时候呢会非常的粗心，非常的大意。
Next we have the word aggravation. Aggravation. A-G-G-R-A-V-A-T-I-O-N. aggravation.
接下来的单词 aggravation 翻译成中文是激化，也可以指一个人特别的生气，一个人暴跳如雷 aggravation.
Next we have the word dereliction. Dereliction. D-E-R-E-L-I-C-T-I-O-N. Dereliction.
Dereliction 翻译成中文是玩忽职守。
Next we have the word aromatic. Aromatic.A-R-O-M-A-T-I-C, aromatic.
接下来的单词 aromatic, 在这里面翻译成的是芳香的，非常有香味的 aromatic. 但是大家注意了，在文章当中指那个 aromatic passengers. Well, it has hidden meanings.
Yeah, because it has the word aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and usually we use the word aroma for good things, like I love the aroma of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We love that nice smell.But, yeah, if you're talking about aromatic passengers, yeah, it can imply some stinky things going on.
所以大家在听这个单词的时候呢，一定要小心它的那个 context, 是不是那个身体特别香喷喷的乘客，还是说身体有异味的乘客。
Lastly, we have the word boozer. Boozer. B-O-O-Z-E-R. Boozer.
最后一个单词 boozer 翻译成中文是酒鬼。
Yeah, because we use the word booze for alcohol.、
Mm-hmm.
So someone who drinks a lot of alcohol is a boozer.
All right, now let's go to the ranking. Let's see which is on the top of the ranking.
For the second year running, seat kickers have earned the dubious distinction of being America's most annoying airplane passengers.The tap, 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 tapping with intermittent knees and feet to the back irks 61% of Americans surveyed for Expedia's third annual airplane etiquette study. Inattentive parents rank a close second, with 59% of respondents registering their aggravation with moms and dads who let their kids run wild.Dereliction of parenting duty annoys travelers in other settings, too. Inattentive parents ranked at the most annoying hotel guests in another recent Expedia survey. The airplane etiquette study, released Tuesday, was conducted for Expedia by GFK, an independent global market research company. The study asked 1,019 randomly selected U.S. adults to rank the most annoying airplane behaviors.Aromatic passengers and audio insensitive passengers ranked third and fourth, both cited by half of study respondents. Boozers rounded out the top five, aggravating 45% of respondents with their excessive in-flight drinking.
在今年的排行榜当中，踢别人座位的后面的这种行为被排到了首位 ,the top of the ranking.他们会认为是一个最令人讨厌的行为。当然了，对这个排行榜呢，有些人会有一定的疑义，所以呢，文中用到的词呢 ，a dubious distinction. Some people may show doubts. Maybe it's not the number one or the top or the champion.
Yeah. So, well, we mentioned a dubious person, right? But you're right. It can also mean kind of unclear. So it comes to like a close tie with some of these others. Yeah, and like you mentioned.Some others might say, nah, 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 they think some other thing is more annoying than the seat kicking.
那么大家想一想，如果自己坐飞机的时候呢，后面的人不停地踢你的座位，你会感觉到非常的心烦。You're annoyed by the, you know, tapping by the guy sitting behind you.
Yeah, it mentions the reason why it's so annoying is because it's tap, 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 tap with intermittent knees and feet. So, but you know what, I rarely get someone who...kicks or taps like that much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just they kind of move and they bump one time my seat, but never kind of like the intermittent tapping.
61% 的美国人认为在后面踢别人座位这种行为呢是最令人讨厌的。
So 61% of people are irked by seat kicking. So that means more than half of people are getting their seats kicked.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've just been pretty lucky when I get on the plane.
So we're both a lucky one.
Yeah, so you don't get it a lot either, right?
同时大家注意到这个动词 irk, 61% of Americans. 这里面令大家讨厌的行为呢用一个动词 irk, 而没有用我们大家原来熟知的 annoy, bother, or trouble.
Or irritate.
Irritate.
Yeah.
所以呢，我们总结一下，表示说令大家讨厌的那么这个动作呢，可以用呢今天讲到的 irk， 同时呢我们非常常用的那个词呢 annoy, trouble and irritate.
Yes, that really irks me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is all done by a study from Expedia. Expedia is kind of like, well, I know we have here in China, like C-Trip.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you get hotels, flights, train tickets, all kinds of traveling plans.
今天讲了 Expedia 相当于旅行的一个网站。
Now, what's number two on the list? The number two one is inattentive parents.So we know children, well, they can cry on airplanes, but also once the seatbelt sign goes off, sometimes the kids start running around like little wild animals.
那么第二个行为呢，大家在坐飞机的时候也会经常看到，当飞机进入到一个平稳的状态之后呢，会看到有些孩子在这个过道里面跑来跑去。其实呢，这对其他乘客呢是一个干扰，同时呢也非常不安全。因为飞机可能呢随时发生一些紧急情况，比如说气流等等，那么说这种情况下孩子是没有责任的，但是他这个父母是应该承担相应的责任。所以呢本文提到 inattentive parents was ranked second， 那些不负责任的父母呢被排在了第二位置。
But you know this annoys everyone in different circumstances、
mm-hmm.
not just on the airplane. Like I mentioned, Expedia also deals with like hotels and other thingsSo, this kind of inattentive parents, or another way you can put it, dereliction of parenting duties, it annoys people at hotels as well.
同时那些不尽责的父母呢，在酒店的这个排行榜当中呢，也排到了很靠前的这个位置上。
Yeah, so like you mentioned, when we're in the airplane, kids running, it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, it's a pretty narrow aisle. It's not really wide, so they can easily bump your elbow if you're, like, maybe you're eating something, maybe you're drinking something that can cause spills, messes, all kinds of things.
So this is inattentive parents going to be careful. Airplane is not a theme park.
Nope. When we land, you know, and go to Disneyland, you can let them run around or at the park. But in the airplane, yeah, it's definitely a place. People are going to be pretty irritated if you let that happen. Mm-hmm. Pretty irked.
Yeah.
Now, when Expedia did this study, well, they actually interviewed 1,019 randomly selected U.S. adults.So they want to get the adult's point of view in this study.
下面我们看看参加这个调查的人数呢，他的人数达到了1000多人，准确的数字呢1019人。同时呢，它是一个 randomly selected， 是一个随机取样的。
Okay, well, moving down the list, we know number one now is the seat kickers.、
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the inattentive parents. Number three is the aromatic passengers.
So wasn't the aromatic passenger the guy has a lot of perfume, is that means?
I think it can imply a few things. Because, yes, there are people who just act like the perfume is like water or something. They just spray it on like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, their smell is so strong. And, you know, we have like allergies.
Right.
A lot of people have allergies to the chemicals in perfumes. So it can really cause some people to be uncomfortable.
那么刚才我们讲到了第一位呢是这个 seat kicker， 第二位呢 inattentive parent， 第三位是 aromatic passenger， 表示身体有香味的乘客。那么这个香味呢，这个味道呢可以指几类人，一刚才下面提到了说那种喷特别浓郁香水味的那些 lady， 特别是那种女士，但是呢有可能是不是香水，也可能是其他的味道。
Yeah, but I was going to say, well, I've smelled some pretty strong men, like the cologne that they're wearing is really strong. It's like, I don't think the ladies are impressed with that.
不仅仅是女士呢，她身上的香水味过浓，有一些男士呢，这个香水的味道也是过于浓郁，让坐在旁边的人感觉到特别的不舒服，特别要照顾到呢，你旁边坐的人呢，对这个香水可能会有一定的 allergy 过敏。他可能不停的 coughing and sneezing.
Sounds horrible. Make your flight like a nightmare.、
Mm-hmm.
But also, yes, we said that there's an implication here where, you know, maybe you got a little natural scent going on. A little
B-O.
Body odor. It's a B.O.、
Mm-hmm.同时呢 aromatic passenger 还可以指呢身体上有体味的那些乘客。那么第三种呢，是 which one you think is better for you personally?
Oh, well, that would be a hard choice. At least, like, the perfume smells
better than
BL. BL is just plain stinky. I think perfume would, like, kind of irritate my nose. And you know what? The body odor is probably just going to keep getting worse. It's not going to get better. But perfume can kind of wear off over time. So maybe throughout the flight, it'd get a little less and less, like, strong. So I would pick maybe more, like, stronger perfume smell than BL. Yeah.
那么刚才问Sam一个简单的问题，刚才提到了说身体上有味的三种乘客，哪一种对Sam来讲他能够忍受？想了半天，一般呢Sam讲到了说身上，比如说这个香水味浓的话呢还好一些，那个BO那种身体有异味，特别是那个汗味特浓的人呢，的确呢我们觉得无法忍受。 It's horrible. It's like nightmare, 像噩梦一样。Yeah,
and you gotta remember, BO is not gonna get better. Right, unless the guy takes a shower during the flight, it's not going to just disappear. It's going to keep getting worse and worse. Yes. Perfume can dissipate.
Yeah, fade away, but the BO is just persistent, non-stop.
Yeah, it's going to build up on you.
Really, build up?
Yeah, of course. Your armpits aren't going to get any cleaner, right?
You're right.
They're just going to get dirtier and more sweaty.
You better wear a mask during the whole flight.
Yeah, bring that mask with you everywhere, you know.
And look at the number four.
Number four is audio insensitive passengers. So insensitive to audio, they like a loud volume, whether it's on their iPad or even their headphones. You know, they can turn it up too loud and
rock and roll
all the sound coming from their headphones.
那排在第四位呢，是那种大声说话以及呢大声播放自己那些音乐的那些乘客，他们的音乐有的时候的的确确太大了，能干扰到旁边的乘客。那么这种行为呢，被排到了第四位。Next
on the list is boozers. So the guys or girls that are drinking a little too much, you know, taking advantage of the free beer, the free wine on the airplane.
那么第五位呢，是那种 boozer. 我们知道呢，醉酒的乘客呢是不允许登机的。 但是呢，很多的航空公司在飞行过程当中给大家提供一些酒精饮料。如果只喝一听的，比如啤酒啊，或者一杯红酒，没有问题。但是有些人他属于 boozer， 比如说问您说要不要酒，说 please can I get a case of a beer please， 就来一箱啤酒，或来一箱燕京，在整个这个航行当中不停的喝啤酒。那么这种乘客的确是非常让人难以容忍的。同时，我认为空姐不应该给他那么多的酒，让他呢在整个的飞行当中来饮用。
Yeah, put a limit on there, right? Keep track of how many beers or
yes, three cans of beer is the maximum.
Yeah. Well, I could see how this would be irritating because I think people who drink a lot get very chatty.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to talk to you and then you can smell the alcohol in their breath and maybe they get a little too friendly, a little too close. So that could definitely... Like irk people, I can see why.
同时呢，酒鬼身上有一种味道，特别的难闻。 So boozer smells.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we talk about five behavior on flight, which are very annoying.
Are there more?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, time is set for today, and we'll leave it for tomorrow.
Okay, great.
And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。 我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM上收听。 The stars come out and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. Fell on me, fell on me. You hit me like the sky. Fell on me, fell on me. And I decided you look well on me, well on me. So let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now. Now I'll take you by the hand. Hand you another drink. Drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time? Time to slip it away. Away from us, so stay. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起来！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
You alright? Right.
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.It's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two.Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.